Six Nations Elected Council have approved for HDR Architecture and Associates Inc. to begin the architectural designing process on Iroquois Lodge in a redevelopment project that will see work done to the long-term care facility that Six Nations Health Services says is long overdue. The agreement that was approved during the June 5th General Finance meeting will see HDR Architecture and Associates Inc. be paid for the design and management work on the project in the amount of $1,883,000 plus a 10% contingency in the amount of $188,300. Janet Gasparelli, portfolio lead for Six Nations Health Services Family and Community Care, detailed that all funds allocated for this project are deferred funds from previous fiscal years and that no funds will be taken from the current fiscal year's budget that the community would lose out on.
We don't have any ministry funds at this point to support with the construction. The approximate $2 million that we're requesting is all going to be deferred funds within the department, as well as some funds from central, and the exact amounts from each location is we're still figuring out, which is why it's not clearly outlined in the briefing note. So it's all internal funds. So it's funds we would have had for previous fiscal that weren't used. So we're not taking from current year dollars to reallocate them to the bill.
Gasparelli went on to say that Six Nations Health Services still need to find the funds to be allocated to the construction phase of the project and that the Ministry of Long-Term Care will only provide a basic subsidy that will be available once residents have moved into the facility.
So as noted in the briefing note, we still need to determine where those funds are going to come from. We have submitted the application, it's included in your package, to the ministry for redevelopment funds. We already know what we get from the ministry isn't going to cover everything. They're really only going to cover the bare bones. We're looking at a few different options in terms of like looking at different capital grants, fundraising, and then also what we get from the ministry. And then just for council's awareness, we do have to, we don't get anything from the ministry until the first resident moves in. So we have to front the cost and then get paid. So either way, we are going to have to be looking for some significant capital to support the build.
Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill says she questions whether or not the deferred funds being used on this project could not be used in other health departments she feels are lacking support, like dental and making improvements to its existing building.
I guess after when you said deferred monies, I guess I was a little questioned because I was going to bring it up later, but I went to the dentist at Ganyos and I'm not sure how wheelchairs can get into the dentist. That door needs to be fixed, like for monies, but also the x-rays. I had to go into another different room. Like to buy an x-ray or something for there. And I think there's, if it was built, you know, bigger or if there's monies, these little things I think could be spent helping the dental, because I don't think we have the dental gets enough support, I'm going to say. And if we even figured out building up or out, I'm not sure, we would have more community members being able to have a dentist here in the community because they can only do so much. So I'm a little questioning the deferred funds because I think in a lot of departments need help. And I see it all put here. I totally understand it. But also in other areas, there's needs help ASAP right now because the service is up and running.
Six Nations Elected Council approved the motion and HDR Architecture and Associates Inc. will begin the designing process for the redevelopment project.